B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Let's go, baby. It's a Friday show, and we couldn't be more happy after an awesome evening together.
Yes, we had a wonderful dinner at Lorenz.
It wasn't at Lorenz.
It was at Lorenz. It was Lorenz' party dinner. I don't even know what you want to call it.
I don't either. We won this, like, chef's dinner at a charity event.
There was charity? I didn't donate.
No. Oh. We won this dinner at a charity event, and then we were, you know, cashing in on it last night, I guess.
Because that would be my luck. I go to a charity dinner and I forget that it's a charity dinner.
I actually have the woman's name. I was going to give her a shout out.
We should.
Yeah.
Although I got so, for my day in 30 seconds, my self-esteem was wrecked because of the dinner leading up to it.
Why?
We posted on Facebook who would start the most drama. And everyone thought it was going to be me that would start the drama at the dinner table. And then the comment that really poked me was that Roy is a bit dramatic and he thinks very highly of himself. I'm like, what does that mean?
Aww.
I don't think you think highly of yourself, but you are totes dramatic.
Well, I do that to be entertaining on the radio.
Now I got to see the host.
Sometimes it's off the radio too, bud, and it's okay.
No, well, a little bit. Depends.
I think we all have a little sense of drama built up in us.
Oh, yeah. And I'm way more dramatic when I'm around you, too.
Yeah.
I think Loren just quit 10 minutes before we went on the air because of commercials.
so we amp it up, you know? But then when I'm at home, I'm my own thing. And so I felt like responding to this guy. And I was like, no, screw it. It's not worth the response.
Do we need to get the transporter on today? Your buddy Porter, does he need to issue an apology to Nicole? It wouldn't be the first time that Porter's been on the radio. I was really drunk in the back of Porter. Is a guy who the MRL show uses and Roy uses. And you introduced us to him to get us around town like a Lyft service.
Yeah.
But I guess he said something to Nicole last night.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
All right. Maybe we'll see if the Porter wants to come on after 8:30 this morning.
Okay.
And you guys can hash it out. Do you want to hash it out with him?
No, I want to forget it ever happened.
Oh, okay. Aww. All right, then we won't have him on.
I love how both of us had, like, our own self-esteems just ruined yesterday.
Ripped from you.
Yeah.
I don't even have breakfast today because of
it. Oh. We got to fix this. Okay.
I got a My Day in 30 Seconds real quick, and it's a good one. I think you guys are really going to like this, okay? Rarely ever does life flip a switch for me where I get to take advantage of something that's broken. But I had to put air in the tires of this truck that I'm renting. And I went over and I'm like, the tires take 45. It's like a big tire. You know what I mean? It's like bigger than the average tire. So I'm going to put like $8 to pump, you know, get air in these tires.
Yeah.
The tire air machine was broken and it was just on. I got free air yesterday.
You know,
that's very exciting.
There's several places that offer free air.
Really? Where?
QT being one of them.
Free?
Yes.
He was at a QT. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
Several places, yeah.
Are you sure? You always have to put money in or swipe your card.
Nothing is free, Roy.
Yeah.
She's gas station free air.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Okay.
At least the QT I went to, maybe it was broken too. Maybe there's a trend of broken air machines.
Yeah, I was at like a regular gas station. It was like a Exxon or something.
Okay.
And the thing was just on. And I was like, and then I thought maybe I was just riding the other guy who was there.
Yeah.
And I had like 10 seconds. So I quickly was trying to run around.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this thing's still on.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I got free air yesterday.
Good for you.
Thanks, bud. How about you, Loren? What'd you do before our event? Anything good?
No, just working on Cash's birthday party still, you know.
Okay.
I'm up until the last minute, I'm sure I'll be. We put labels together last night, bowls and all kinds of things.
Speaking of last night, I took an Uber with Dallas and Loren, and while I was sitting there waiting, poor Elena, Lorenzo Pear, nailed her head on the counter by accident.
Oh, my God.
Was she laying on the floor when you got home, or is she okay?
No, she was cooking when I got home. Okay. And I was like, okay, clearly you're all right. But okay. I told her, I was like, if you feel because she was taking cash to swim class last night. And I was like, if you feel concussed, like, you can't drive. If you start seeing double, you need to call me. Yeah.
She nailed, like, she went down, like to tie a shoe or whatever, and then came up and nailed it.
Right under the
island. That was not a bad leaving.
Oh.
I almost knocked the glasses off the counter.
No.
Okay. No, she's okay. And then tell everyone, Lauren, real quick what happened on our Uber ride down to the event.
We got stuck in traffic.
We got nailed
by somebody.
Yeah.
Wait, you got nailed?
So our Uber it wasn't really an accident, but somebody wouldn't let him in and kind of clipped his mirror and
knocked the mirror in. He went to merge, you know.
Is it broken?
Onto 77. No, but it's scratched.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And then so when we got out of the Uber, when we got to Johnson C. Wales, by the way, that's what I wanted to say. We told the guy, we're like, now go find that guy and go get him because you can't do it while we're in the car.
Right.
You can unload us and go get him. He's like, man, if you guys weren't in the car. But anyway.
Who are we shouting out for?
Yeah, we had a great dinner last night, and we'll talk more about it around 6:50 this morning at Johnson & Wales University. And we want to say thank you to Patricia DeBello, who is the Culinary Operations Director of the College of Culinary Arts. She was also telling us all about the wonderful wines that we had last night at this dinner. So, anyway, thank you, Lauren. Thanks for taking us.
No problem.
It was actually really cool. There's a picture of Roy helping out Chef last night up on our Instagram at the MRL show. You can go check that out there.
He needed some tips.
He did. Roy gave him some tips. All right, we got a lot to do today. We're going to tell you how you can win $1,000 coming up right after Khalid. How's that for your Friday? $1,000 going into the weekend. That'd be nice.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
And we are the home of the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code, 8 a.m. this morning. Your first time to try and win $1,000 with the Kiss Cash Code. And we say it's the first time because you got so many opportunities to win, like 5 a day. 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. We're going to give you a code word, and then you just text that code word to 45911. And if we hit you back, you've won $1,000. That's not all, Roy. Tell them more.
Just by entering in the contest, you get $10,000. You could get $10,000.
And we'll automatically get it, Lorraine.
No,
you know.
Yeah. Grand prize drawing.
Your name goes into the hat. Which ain't bad, because the hat's big, I heard. You can't hear us right now, Nicole, because you don't have your headphones on, but we're listening to the Price is Right music.
Which is the music that's always necessary when you talk about getting free money.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey, coming up next, we got to talk about this, Roy. There is a new warning that experts are saying kids need to be aware of, especially this time of year. They need to heed warning to a certain creature that is out now that kids might want to touch, but can actually hurt you.
Caterpillars.
Yes. And it happened to someone on this show.
Oh, yeah.
It happened to Roy.
I almost died because of a caterpillar.
We'll tell you about that in the warning.
That is so dramatic.
So dramatic.
Mr. Drama.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Roy got bit by a poisonous caterpillar, and there's a new warning out. We'll tell you where you need to be on the lookout coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, a lot of people are texting in that QT does have free air, so thank you, Roy, and everyone else. I've been busy paying for air at a different gas station, $1.25. So that's good to know. Free plug for QT. Plug bell, Lauren, early on a Friday morning.
Oh, I don't even know where it is.
Thank you. Roy, you actually are familiar with something called the hickory tussock moth caterpillar.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a funny name, but there are a lot of them out at this time of year, and they're in your backyard and very problematic for the kids. The white and fluffy looking creature is
poisonous.
And how do you know?
Because I touched one. and it hurt me.
Now, to be fair, you didn't touch one here in Charlotte. You did up in Roanoke.
Up in Virginia.
So
yeah.
Wait, was the one by accident? Was the one that you touched white and fluffy?
Yes. Yes, it was.
During this time of year, they're on the move to find shelter after filling up their stomachs. And a lot of them are venomous due to their prickly hairs on their backs. And the reason why we're bringing this up is because we do know that Roy brushed up against one and it was really, really painful. But
still got a permanent scar on my finger from it.
Yeah. It's crazy. And a lot of the kids think it's cool because it's so white and fluffy.
Yep.
So you just make sure you tell the kids that don't touch them because you can get a rash or have an allergic reaction, itching, scratching, and shortness of breath.
Also, don't lick it. You'll end up in the emergency room. Don't suck out the venom.
You sound like you speak from experience there, too.
You didn't lick it.
Well,
he did. He thought it was like a snake thing, like a snake bite, and you were supposed to suck out the venom.
No, spit it.
You licked your finger, not the caterpillar.
Right.
That I do remember. Yes, you did.
You can't lick the wound.
Don't lick the poison out.
Nope. Nope. Causes more problems.
The director of Discovery Place Nature Museum in Charlotte says that these white caterpillars with the fluffy, fuzzy hair will be around until temperatures dip down into the 40s. So be on the lookout, kids.
And seriously, a real PSA, and me not actually being dramatic, this is actual real. It is one of the worst pains in your finger. It feels like someone's stabbing you.
Oof.
So don't touch it. Don't.
That sucks. All right.
Well, we just got a text message, I guess, from a teacher. She said, I taught my students this yesterday. We did the journey of the caterpillar, and the students couldn't believe that the caterpillars were poisonous due to eating poisonous plants.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Me neither.
There you go. All right, Lauren, what do you got coming up in the dirty celebrity gossip?
The Joe Bros, they've got something cool coming up with a beer company. Who would have thought? They were like the Disney kids. I'll tell you what's going on in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
This is so fun. The Joe Bros are beer makers now. The sibling trio just collaborated with Coors Light for a limited edition batch of beer that they helped brew.
Will it be available at their restaurant in Belmont?
I do not know. We'll have to ask Nelly's.
Okay.
But the batch will feature all three of the guys' faces on the label and will be in stores mid-November.
If it's not called Joe Brew, then I'm going to be upset.
The guy said, we've been, you know, big fans of Coors Light for a long time, so it's pretty cool that our faces will get to be on the iconic mountains on the bottle.
Oh, okay. So it's a Coors Light thing.
Yeah. It's New Music Friday, and we've got some new music. Manny, are you able to play it on that computer?
We got a new computer, y'all, and I am able to play it.
Cool.
It looks different.
Well, while you're pulling up the new music for today, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are considering moving to Canada. Now, this wouldn't happen right away. It's just something that they're talking about because Canada is part of the Commonwealth, and they... You know, it would be, I guess, back to her old suit stomping grounds.
Hmm.
So it might be a fun little move for them in the future.
Okay.
All right. Harry Styles. He's got new music out and everybody is freaking out about this song. It's called Lights Up. And I actually like this. To be honest, I was not a big fan of Harry Styles' first solo excursion.
What?
I know. I'm sorry. I know it's not a popular opinion, but it just wasn't my kind of music.
Leave.
This Leave I really like.
Good.
All right.
Who else do we have?
New Mila Cabello. She's got a new song out.
She's on it right now. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. She did say that some of the songs on her album were inspired by her relationship with Shawn Mendes. That's your dirty for now.
All right, you're going to call it. We need help with our high school football picks this week. We're all 5-1, I believe.
Six and one.
I never get it right. I wish it was written up in here somewhere, but it's not. 6-1. The people with the lowest score at the end of the football season will be handcuffed together. And if we all end up in a tie, we'll just pull names out of a hat and those two people will be handcuffed together. Represent your schools right now. Why should we pick your school? 704-570-9595. Call us, text us, DM us at the MRL Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It is time for the high school football game of the week.
And before we get started, as we go around the room, let me throw this out there first. The first person to text in at 704-570-9595 and tell me which team I should take out of these two. East Rowan is playing West Rowan, Loren.
Okay.
And they're both 3-3.
Ooh.
So the first text that says east or west, I'll pick that team.
Okay. East side or the west side?
I'll go east side or west side. Text us 704-570-9595. Do I take East Rowan or West Rowan? Rowan.
All
right, what you got? Who's going first?
All right, I will tell you who I'm picking. This week, it's David W. Butler versus Myers Park. I am taking the Stang, y'all. We are going to take them down.
Hey, Myers Park's good.
Yeah.
All right. We're still waiting on that text message. I'm watching the text messages.
They're already coming through.
Oh, okay. You see? Who are you going to take?
Unequivocally, East is coming through. We've already gotten 10 texts for East and like one text for West. So okay. Put me down for East Rowan, please.
All right.
Which, by the way, what are we, by the way?
Can you go to the game and tell the West people that our show exists? Rowan.
That's funny.
Hey, someone else text us and tell me what you guys are. Like, what's my mascot that I'm rooting for? All right, Roy, we got yours. You're taking Butler.
Yep. No. Oh. Myers Park.
Oh, taking Myers Park. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
I'll go next.
Down for Butler.
I'm going to take Olympic over, I guess it's called Hobat, which is really Philip O'Berry Academy of Technology.
That sounds fun.
So I'm going to take Olympic.
See, I would just take Hobat because of the name.
I mean, and the technology school, they might have something in the football that would make it, you know, it's like a Scooby-Doo episode where they can control it with a remote control.
Yeah, so it goes the whole football field.
All right, producer Nicole, what you got?
I am going for the Clover Blue Eagles.
Who are they taking on?
They are taking on Northwestern.
All right.
The Clover Blue Eagles?
Blue Eagles.
Okay. And by the way, East Rowan is the Mustangs.
Cute.
So there you have it. There's our picks. Now, don't forget, you guys, whoever comes in the last place spots, the two bottom spots out of the four of us, they'll be handcuffed together. Interestingly enough, last night we had a show dinner, which we're going to talk about coming up here in under 10 minutes. And that's when all the spouses found out about this bet.
Yeah, I don't know why we brought it up at the dinner table.
I don't either.
Well, we're in week 7. You would have thought that maybe it was heard or maybe it was discussed at some point. My wife knows.
I just like that none of us told our significant others.
No. All right. Thanks, everyone, for helping us do our high school picks. We'll find out Monday morning at this time where we all stand. Go Mustangs.
Seriously, mine's the Mustangs, too, so go Mustangs.
All right, good. All right, let's talk about this dinner last night. A lot of things went down at this dinner. It was kind of like a square peg going into a round hole as MRL went to this really cool event. We have to say thank you to Loren and her husband, Dallas, for inviting us. But as you can imagine, things were said, things were brought up, things need to be discussed. We'll talk about it in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We had a wonderful dinner. The entire show got together last night because Loren and her husband Dallas won at a charity event a dinner at Johnson & Wales, which, if you don't know, has a big, phenomenal, world-class culinary department.
Mm-hmm.
And so the staff and the students got to cook for us.
Yeah, and I thought it would be fun for all of us to kind of get together in, you know, a different atmosphere than what we're all used to. And it was fun.
So there was a lot of different conversations. To set the room up for you guys is, you know the MRL show. And whenever we're together, whether we're on the air or off the air, we let our personality shine and we are who we are. We all work off of each other, kind of.
Yeah, within the first 5 seconds, while the chef is doing his initial openings, you make a joke.
I wanted to know if these expert world-class chefs use timers. They all know when everything's done without timing it.
Well, also, they were like giving a demonstration while they were cooking for us. So it was like one of those things where, like, if you wanted to try to make it yourself, like, maybe right. One didn't know how long he should tell Alexa to, you know,
yeah,
to set the timer for.
Yeah, he goes, okay, now we just let this sit. And I go, we're not going to tell Alexa to time it and to remind you in 5 minutes. He's like, no, we'll just look at it. But anyway, yeah, so like it was a square peg trying to get into a round hole because there was a lot of financial people there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of rich people.
It was a very wealthy financial event that we were invited to, and we were sitting at the kids' table.
I don't know 100%. I overheard someone say, oh, yeah, I have a condo there.
You know what's funny is like when we first sat down, so our table was pretty much like just all of us, but there was one other couple at our table. And when we sat down, I just apologized in advance and like kind of gave her the rundown. I was like, listen, it's like a show outing for us. Like the lights never dim with this crew. Yeah. You're going to get a full show.
Yeah. And so Dallas and Loren were there, Roy and Sterling. And then my wife couldn't make it last night. We had a child care fell through. So Nicole was Amanda Maney last night.
I sure was.
And in fact, the person, the wonderful person I was sitting next to, Leslie, at one point got confused and called Nicole Amanda because it was on her nameplate.
And I went with it.
So to set it up too, like, it was so cool because we're sitting at, there's only three tables, you know, with everybody sitting around these tables. The chef is on his other side of the of us behind the counter in a demonstration kitchen. And the kitchen, y'all, is inside of a classroom with like an amphitheater.
Yeah, and there's like cameras, like you're on the Today Show, so I guess the students can see everything and learn.
It was just so, so cool. And at one point, the woman who we mentioned earlier on the show, her name was Patricia. Patricia was walking around. She works for Johnson & Wales, and she was walking around telling us about the wine pairings. And so she comes over to us and she says to Nicole and I, everybody else is talking, and Nicole says, hey, I love this wine. She goes, well, Italian wines are different than American wines because Italian wines have less, have more acid in them, and therefore the taste is different. And Nicole, for some reason, goes, and you can also use Sensodyne because...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It can wear off your teeth. It's not good for your enamel. And I'm not even joking when Patricia goes, yeah. And I go, hey, Nicole, when you know something and you have a fact, just yell it out.
Listen.
I don't know where that came from.
You know what? I don't even know how to defend myself. I think my thought process was literally like, how do I connect with rich people?
And that fun fact just kind of fell out of your mouth.
I'm sorry, but Sensodyne's more expensive than Aquafresh, so let's bring it up.
That's so funny. And everybody was like kind of a little, not a little uptight, but you know, it's like any event where you're with a bunch of people who you don't know, then all of a sudden there's another group of people that come in.
Oh, we were the fun table.
But by the fifth glass of wine, you know, that they were doing at this tasting, everybody was loosened up. Next thing you know, somebody was sitting down to Loren telling you that they can never beat you and can't beat Loren.
There's people from other tables coming over. No, by the way, there was only three tables. It's not like this was some big,
it was very intimate
dinner. It was very intimate. It was cool. But like, I felt like I got to talk to everybody too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at one point I told Dallas and I told the guys who were like running it, I said, hey, I'll tag your company. And Dallas like, no, it's probably not a good idea. And I laughed and he goes, seriously.
The company's elevated for us.
And then at one point somebody made a financial joke and Nicole and I looked at each other. Like, you need to diversify your bonds.
And we were like, I had to look over to Manny and be like, hey, dumb question, but what's Merrill Lynch?
Well, there was one moment when the girl was explaining the wines. And the wines, by the way, wasn't like Rex Goliath that you find at the grocery store. It's like, it's very...
They're Italian.
You know, it requires a whole other language. And so when the girl says, oh, we have a 2013, Lorraine goes, yeah, like she's had it before. Like as if it's good.
Italian wine.
She gave an exciting reaction.
Yeah, like, meanwhile, I'm sitting there trying to spell it, I even understand it.
We have to take pictures, so we,
And by the way, we have pictures and stuff up at the MRL show on our Instagram. You should go check out Chef Roy, because the chef says, I need a volunteer. And who, of course, do we start chanting?
Oh,
Roy, right away.
And then I get up, and I nearly knock over the table, and all the wine almost spills over. It was a whole thing.
Last thing I'll say about this. Yesterday, at this time, we talked about how we all had a couple concerns, and one of Nicole's concerns was that she's gone pescatarian in the last 72 hours.
And I pulled it out for her, didn't I?
So Chef says last night, somebody says, hey, Chef, I see the sauce you're cooking. The broth is vegetable broth. And do you normally cook with that? And Chef kind of defeatedly goes, no, normally I do chicken, but we have some dietary restrictions.
Meanwhile, I'm just sinking in my seat. Like,
my drop.
But they did.
Like, it's not me.
I looked around. Nobody else at any other tables had dietary restrictions.
No, but I mean, it was so cool because everyone else had, like, what was it? Veal or something? And then they gave me shrimp.
Ossobuco, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, what?
Oh my God.
What did you say? What did you just call her?
I think we just...
summoned me.
Did we smoke something?
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Michaela, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So with the Panthers over in London, Michaela, we were talking about that yesterday. And by the way, we have a funny phone call coming up in just a little bit. Roy called over to London to see if they were Panther fans over there or Buccaneer fans. But we were talking about it yesterday, and then you dropped us a DM and said that you're a little concerned about your boyfriend, so you set up a tracking system for him?
Yeah, I'm not worried too much about him, but basically he went over there with four of his friends, and so we sort of set up a text chain with the friends, and he doesn't know about it.
Okay, so with whose friend? With his friends?
With his friends, yeah. They've agreed. He kind of, a little bit of background, he kind of gets himself in a little trouble sometimes. He just, he'll drink a little bit too much or, just kind of get himself in a little bit of trouble now and then. So
you want to make sure he doesn't get locked up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's not bad.
He gets back.
Locked up abroad. So the friends have agreed to do this. So they're, what are the friends doing? Are they just checking in with you, sending you pictures of proof of life? Like, what? I mean, what are we?
Like weekends at Bernie's, like, yeah. Pictures
they
of him.
Hold a newspaper up with the, for the date. What are we talking here?
Yeah, I mean, they know him too. So they help me figure it out. But basically, I text them when I want to know something. I text into the text chain and say status update, and they will send me proof. They'll send me pictures or tell me how he's doing. And we've agreed that one of them has to text me within 5 minutes and tell me where he is and what he's doing.
Whoa.
And he doesn't know any of this is going on.
He does not.
Will he be upset when he finds? Are you ever going to tell him? And if so, would he be upset?
I don't know. I like to think he won't be upset. I like to think he'll just understand that I'm concerned because, he's gotten in a little bit of trouble before.
How long have y'all been together?
About 6 months.
Oh.
And you don't think that, I mean this with peace and love. Is this a little stage five clingery or you just think this is normal?
He's been sort of, life of the party in front of me more than once, and gotten himself sick, gotten himself pulled over more than once, just being rowdy and things like that. And I just want to make sure he comes home safe.
Okay,
and doesn't get himself into too much trouble.
So you said he landed there Wednesday night. It's now Friday morning. Has he behaved himself?
Well, for the most part, he's doing pretty well. He's had some pretty good status updates there. They've just kind of told me, we left one pub and we're going to another pub now, or we're having a nice dinner and things like that. The only thing he's gotten in trouble so far with is apparently he got in trouble for peeing in an alley
okay.
at one point. So, he got off with a warning, but they took him back to the hotel after that one.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, we're glad he's over there supporting the Panthers, I guess, representing Charlotte well, peeing in an alley.
Yeah, just as Charlotteans do.
Thanks, Michaela. Thanks for chiming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Loren, not using the technology like you like to use when you track people. She's using the friend system.
Yeah, there's a whole thing Roy showed me on your iPhone.
Oh, well.
You can find your friends.
Can we all agree now that she's off the phone that 6 months and she's that deep into... That's a little much, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily just I'm concerned for his well-being.
Yeah, that sounds like a controlling thing.
561 says that sounds a bit controlling, but then right after that, we got a text message from 704 that says there's a good girlfriend who wants to make sure her boyfriend doesn't get in trouble. You know, she's not there.
Yeah, but he's not going to, like, a third world country that has gangs that are going to kidnap the American. He's going to London.
Yeah, I know. But
I know,
still.
But it sounds like he starts his own problems.
Yeah.
So we're going to be watching the game 9:30 Sunday morning, and make sure if you see a man running across the field nude to remember that's most likely Michaela's boyfriend.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lorraine, if you don't mind, we might have to skip the dirty so that we can call over to London and find out if the people in Britain, as Roy said, in British, are rooting for the Panthers or rooting for the Buccaneers, the big game happening Sunday morning.
Okay.
As we are sitting here, producer Nicole is dialing our international code. And when she gives us the signal, we're going to pick up. Roy, you're going to just ask. And then maybe see if maybe you can do a British accent. But I'll jump in and do the British accent.
My accent sucks. Yours is actually good.
Mine would be a little over the top.
Okay, let's see if we can get them on. Oh, fun ring.
Good afternoon, Dick. How may I help you?
Hello from America. This is the Manny Roy of the Wrench Show. You're on the air. Are you excited for the big football game this weekend? Go Carolina Panthers!
Sorry?
The football game this weekend. Are you excited?
I'm really sorry, but...
Are you going to root for the Carolina Panthers from America?
I'm a Spanish.
Oh. Well.
I don't know who's playing.
Oh, well, let me tell you, it's
I'm happy that you look excited.
I'm very excited because it's the Carolina Panthers versus the Big Bucks.
Who should I support?
Go Panthers!
Go Panthers!
Yeah! See, that's it. Carolina Panthers, they're going to be playing in London this weekend, and I'm just so excited for them.
That's good.
Yeah.
There is something that I can help you with.
Well, since I got you on the phone, since I'm going to be in London this weekend for the Big Panther game, I thought maybe I could try out my British accent and you could let me know if it's good or not.
I think it's pretty good, but actually I'm a Spanish. But I really understand you, so I think it's so good.
Do you have someone there that does speak British?
Yes, a moment, please.
Okay.
Good afternoon, this is Lisa. How can I help?
Hey, so I'm going to be coming over to watch the game, the Carolina Panthers play. And since I'm American, I was wondering if I could try out my British accent on you and see if it could pass as British.
Okay. All right, I'm not confused.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
No, not very good, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. I must say, I'm very disappointed in you.
No, unfortunately, I do find that Americans do struggle with a British accent.
Well, let me hear you speak American.
Oh, it depends what state you're in.
North Carolina, the home of the Carolina Panthers.
I really wouldn't want to. I think I love my British accent. I'm not going to try and emulate anybody else's.
Let's be honest for a minute, will you please? Everybody over there is rooting for the Panthers because they're from Charlotte, the same name as the royal baby.
No, to be honest, I would find that there's only about 20% of British people that are actually into the NFL.
Oh.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to use my American accent now. I really thought it'd be more than that. Okay. That's interesting. I thought we were going to see British people everywhere.
I have a few friends who go, but not a lot.
Okay. Well, you've been very kind. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And go Panthers!
Go Panthers.
Yeah! Bye.
Cheerio. Ta-ta.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Oh, rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Melissa. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show on a Friday.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today. Good news for you. I only have one win.
Awesome.
All right, let's get to playing, Melissa.
All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I'm leaving.
All right, Lorraine's putting her headphones down. She's walking out, and... she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Melissa, here we go. A new Halloween trend is dressing up as Hollywood feuds. For example, Jordan Woods is feuding with which Jenner? That would make a great costume.
Kylie.
Sources say Brad Pitt wants to fix things between he and his son Maddox. His ex-wife has tried to help mend things, but the 18-year-old son hasn't been open to it. Who is his ex-wife?
Angelina Jolie.
Harry Styles has returned with new music. What boy band did he get his start in?
One Direction.
Katy Perry took a tumble shooting scenes for which talent competition show that she judges?
Talent.
Did you get that, Roy? Did you get her answer?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, question five. Mike Posner dropped a new mixtape as he makes it to his final state on his walk. True or false, he's been walking across the country for the last 6 months and got bit by a rattlesnake at a stop.
True.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
It's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Melissa got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. A new Hollywood trend is dressing up as Hollywood feuds. For example, Jordan Woods is feuding with which Jenner, which would make a great costume?
Kylie.
1-1.
Question 2. Sources say Brad Pitt wants to fix things between he and his son Maddox. His ex-wife has tried to help mend things, but the 18-year-old hasn't been receptive to it. Who is his ex-wife?
Angelina Jolie.
2-2.
You have to say her name like the fun way, you
Angelina
know.
Angelina Jolie.
Hey, Harry Styles has returned with some new music. What boy band did he get his start in?
One Direction.
It's correct. It's 3-3.
And Katy Perry took a tumble shooting scenes for which talent competition show that she's a judge on?
She is on 3. American Idol.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Melissa said America's Got Talent. It's 4-3.
Got the America part right, Melissa.
Oh, thanks.
Question 5. Mike Posner dropped a new mixtape as he makes it to his final state on his walk. True or false? He's been walking across the country for the last 6 months and got bit by a rattlesnake. Is that true or false?
True.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%.
Final score, 5-4. Loren, you have 2 wins.
Mm.
Smoking it.
Melissa.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to catch up on your American Idol.
I know. I need to.
All right.
You know what we want you to say?
All right. My name is Melissa from Indian Trail, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks, Melissa. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Hey, the Joe Bros are getting into an adult industry.
All right, bro.
Mm-hmm. Our little Disney boys are all grown up. Not that kind of adult industry meanie. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay.
My mind was there.
The Joe Bros are collaborating with Coors Light to produce a limited edition batch of beer that they helped brew. Now, it'll be available in stores mid-November, and the guys are excited because their faces are going to be on the side of the can, and they're excited to see it with the iconic mountains on the bottle.
I hope it's called the Joe Brew.
The Joe Brew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good name for the beer.
Yeah, I don't hate that. All right. Jamie Lee Curtis just landed in North Carolina.
Oh, is she filming another Halloween?
They're filming not one, but 2 new Halloweens.
Yeah, because you know where they filmed that, don't you?
In Wilmington.
No, they filmed it in Charleston.
Well, they're filming in Wilmington now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So this will, these movies will be out in 2020 and 2021. Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends is what they're filming.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of fun. And they're looking for extras.
Imagine if you gave your kid piano lessons and this is the song that they learned to play on the piano.
Oh my gosh, I'd be like, we're done.
Honey, play something nice for Grandma and Grandpa. Okay.
It's so beautiful.
What's it called? The murder of Mike Myers.
Dad.
Love you, Grandma.
What else?
All right. Liam Hemsworth is looking like he's moved on. He was just spotted with a mystery woman holding hands. They had lunch together, and I think I missed my window of opportunity here, but I thought he needed some time to heal.
Ooh, you're married.
I know.
We went out to dinner with your husband last night. You guys looked like the perfect couple.
Who?
Yeah, Dallas.
Dallas who? I'm just kidding, Dal. Okay, Justin Bieber, by the way, wants to double date, though, with Liam's ex, Miley Cyrus, and her new boyfriend, Cody Simpson. He took to Instagram and commented on one of their photos.
Cody and Justin are friends. I forgot about that.
Are they?
Yeah, they go back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. They got a song together. Yeah.
So he commented on one of the things that they should double date, and Cody commented back, like, hey, text me, man.
All right.
All right.
So it seems like I didn't really mean it that much.
So Brad Pitt is trying to reconcile.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
His relationship with his son Maddox, who is away at college right now, and not just any college, he's like really far away in South Korea. So Maddox has not been very receptive to repairing this relationship. Angelina Jolie has even stepped in to try to get this broken relationship fixed. And I guess only time will heal and tell.
Okay. All right. So what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lerman like?
This is hilarious. And if you either love red bottoms and can't afford them, or you have red bottoms and they need repaired.
Those are shoes?
Yes, they're Louboutins. Oh. So Michaels sells a product called Walk On Red, and it is a bottom coat and restorer for your shoes. So if you have a pair of shoes that look like Louboutins and you want to paint the bottom red and really...
Is it that big of a deal?
Throw everybody off? You can. And okay. I think this is hilarious. And I love it. I love the idea.
Roy, can I give you a
Fake
red bottom?
Until you make it.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you'd look great in them.
I would love that.
All right, we'll have that information for you up at kiss951.com.
All right, thank you, Loren. We do have 4 tickets for you to go to the Carolina Wren Fest. We love going there. We'll be up there on November 9th hanging out. We want to give you 4 tickets right now. Caller number 9, you get to play the game. It's called Name That Auto-Tune Tune. Roy sang some songs. We changed his voice. You got to guess the songs. Guess them, and you get the tickets. 704-570-9595. Call now. Good luck from Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Carolina Renaissance Festival. It's going on now till November 24th, and it's every Saturday and Sunday. And we have tickets for you to go to the Carolina Renaissance Festival.
Delaney in Charlotte is caller number 9. Good morning, Delaney.
Good morning, guys.
So, Delaney, Roy did a little karaoke this morning, and we auto-tuned his voice and basically just changed it to different pitches. We have one lower, one higher, and one kind of auto-tuned. It's called Name That Auto-Tune Tune. All right?
All right.
So we're going to play the song for you. You give it a listen, and if you guess the name of the song, we'll give you a point. Get 2 out of these 4 right, we'll throw you the tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here is the first song on the auto-tune Name That Tune. What song is that, Delaney, in Charlotte?
I have no idea.
Really?
Really?
I have no idea what that song is.
You know, it did come out.
Six years. All right, we'll try one more time. We'll give you a hint. The name of the song is in the song.
No.
No answer there, Roy.
Hmm.
That song is
All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor.
Okay, I was going to say Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Okay. All right, you didn't get that one, but there's more. Let's see how you do
but
with this.
But if you
one.
Do slow down Nicki Minaj, she does sound like Jay-Z.
That is 100% true. All right, listen to this.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled the trigger, now he's dead.
Roy, you couldn't get past that point?
Because it's so true. The first part of that song is so dramatic.
I know.
You don't really listen to that part of the song, do you?
No, and then when you're singing in high pitch, you're like, what is this?
All right, it's not one that we play here typically on Kiss 95.1, but it is a very, very famous song. They made a movie about him. Who is that? What song do you know?
Yeah, that's it's Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, that's it.
Right?
There you go. All right, we got one. Let's see if we can get you one more so we can throw you the Renaissance Festival tickets, okay?
All right.
All right, let's try this one. Hold on, let's do this song.
One man great till he gotta be great. You're supposed to hold me down, but now you're holding me back, and that's the sound of me not calling you back.
Is that Truth Hurts by Lizzo?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Congratulations. Do you want to hear more? Here.
You gotta be great. Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friends had me down in this lawn chair. Shampoo press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Truth Hurts needs something more exciting. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bass.
Hey, good job, Roy.
Yeah.
Congratulations, wow. Delaney. You've got tickets. Now, we're going to be out there on November 9th from 3 to 5 p.m. If you want to use the tickets for that day, come out and hang out with MRL. We would love to see you. If not, you can go anytime you want now through the November 24th.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
All right. All right, is she good to go? Okay. All right. Thanks, Delaney. Thank you for listening. Lauren, do you want to hear the extra song that we didn't play?
Yes, I absolutely do.
All right, here we go.
Because the player's going to play, and the hater's going to hate. Baby, I'm going to shake. I shake it off. Ooh, ooh.
Good stuff. I like that. We need to bring that back.
Yeah.
Name that auto-tune tune. All right. Hey, up next, if you missed it earlier this morning, we called London to make sure everybody over there is ready for the Panthers. We want to make sure that there's no Tampa Bay Buck fans, so we called the pub in London.
Well, not only do we call the pub in London and see if there's any Carolina Panthers fans, but we test out our British accents. You have to hear how this unfolds as we call international coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Moore and the Rim Morning Show, and we are going to London. Well, the Carolina Panthers are going to London. They're there right now for the big game against the Buccaneers this weekend. And so we decided to call international, call a pub in London, and see if there's any Carolina Panthers in the UK. Carolina Panthers fans in the UK.
Good afternoon, Dixon. How may I help you?
Hello from America. This is the Manny Roy of the Rent Show. You're on the air. Are you excited for the big football game this weekend? Go Carolina Panthers!
Sorry?
The football game this weekend. Are you excited?
I'm really sorry, but...
Are you going to root for the Carolina Panthers from America?
I'm a Spanish.
Oh.
Well. I don't know who's playing.
Oh, well, let me tell you.
I'm happy that you look excited.
I'm very excited because it's the Carolina Panthers versus the Big Bucks.
Who should I support?
Go Panthers!
Go Panthers.
Yeah! See, that's it. Carolina Panthers. They're going to be playing in London this weekend, and I'm just so excited for them.
That's good.
Yeah.
There is something that I can help you with.
Since I got you on the phone, since I'm going to be in London this weekend for the big Panther game, I thought maybe I could try out my British accent, and you could let me know if it's good or not.
I think it's pretty good, but actually I'm a Spanish. But I really understand you, so I think it's so good.
Do you have someone there that does speak British?
Yes, a moment, please.
Okay.
Good afternoon, this is Lisa. How can I help?
Hey, so I'm going to be coming over to watch the game, the Carolina Panthers play. And since I'm American, I was wondering if I could try out my British accent on you and see if it could pass as British.
Okay. Well, I'm not confused.
All right, here we go. Hello.
No, not very good, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. I must say, I'm very disappointed in you.
No, unfortunately, I do find that Americans do struggle with a British accent.
Well, let me hear you speak American.
Oh, it depends what state you're in.
North Carolina, the home of the Carolina Panthers.
I really wouldn't want to. I think I love my British accent. I'm not going to try and emulate anybody else's.
Let's be honest for a minute, will you please? Everybody over there is rooting for the Panthers because they're from Charlotte, the same name as the royal baby.
No, to be honest, I would find that there's only about 20% of British people that are actually into the NFL.
Oh.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to use my American accent now. I really thought it'd be more than that. Okay. That's interesting. I thought we were going to see British people everywhere.
I have a few friends who go, but not a lot.
Okay. Well, you've been very kind. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And go Panthers!
Go Panthers.
Yeah! Bye.
Cheerio. Ta-ta. When you do the over-aggressive hello in your British accent, that's awesome.
Hello!
the Cogni or whatever they call it, where you can't understand them. Hey, last night we went and had dinner with Loren in Dallas. Dallas had won in a silent auction, an awesome dinner experience at Johnson & Wales Culinary Institute, and the head chef cooked for us. It was delicious. Like, 3 tables... 20 people maybe, mm-hmm. maybe 25?
Yeah, it was pretty intimate.
It was really, really cool. So a lot of conversation happened. And I tell you, I run into this issue time and time again. And I really should know the answer to it. I'll explain what someone asked me, and I should know the answer to her question, and I really struggled with it. Coming up just after 9, it's Mani, Roy, and Loren.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Don't forget, 11 a.m. this morning, your next shot at $1,000 in the Kiss Cash Code, which I called legendary before, and I feel like it is. We've done it for a couple years now.
Hey, everybody keeps wanting it to come back, so, you know, I always called that legendary. So, yeah, 11 a.m., $1,000 when you get the code word, text it in. And then also, just by texting in, you're also in the running for $10,000. So make sure you're listening at 11 a.m. for that.
So my wife wasn't able to make the dinner that Dallas and Loren were nice enough to invite us to. It was like one of Dallas's financial companies. He'd won.
We won this dinner at a charity event. I don't know why that was so hard to say.
And having the MRL show, including producer Nicole, grab your microphone, Nicole, so you can be part of this discussion, because you were my wife last night. You sat in front of the Amanda Mani card.
I was the side piece.
My girlfriend. But we went there, and having the MRL show there is kind of like putting a square in a round hole. It's not, you know, we are who we are. Anybody who's met us in public knows, especially two of us, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Forget four of us. It's like, we just work off of each other. It's just the way it is.
Right.
So we were sitting at the table last night and having conversation, drinking some wine, and everything was going well. And then the woman I was sitting next to asked what my wife did for a living. And
did you ask which one?
I said, that's Nicole. She's our producer. She goes, no, I get that, because she called her Amanda at one point. And Nicole, being the good wife, responded.
Yeah.
And said, oh, yeah, hi. But no, she asked me what my wife did. And then I thought, I should know in my head. I'm like, I should know the answer to this in 2 seconds.
She's in sales, right?
Technically, yes.
But she's also in fashion.
Technically, yes.
Well, she's fashion sales.
Technically, yes.
So what do you say?
Well, because it's also like retail, because she sells to retail stores. But you don't say she sells retail, because that makes it sound like she works at the store.
Right.
Yeah, she's business to business.
So she's not even like a purchaser. She's really a middle person. So what happens is brands come to Amanda's company, and brands will say, hey, put us in the boutiques, you know, up and down the East Coast. And Amanda has good relationships with the small boutiques, and they load the brands in there, right? That's what Amanda does.
Right.
That's a hard kind of explanation. There's got to be a better word for it. So I went home and I told Amanda, and it's like, you know, Amanda's like, oh, babe, you do this all the time.
How does she describe her job?
She says that she's a buyer, and then she's like a middleman. She's a buyer and then sells the clothes, the brands, to different boutiques.
So is she technically the wholesaler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the word, wholesaler. And it got me thinking, too. I'm like, you know, I wonder how many other people couldn't describe what their significant other does with like one or two words, like police officer, construction worker. What's Dallas?
He's in medical sales.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what's Sterling do, your partner?
Home good sales.
See, but how would you explain that?
He sells toilet paper and soaps and stuff that you use in your house that you need.
Now, if he heard you saying that, would he roll his eyes?
No, because it's about right.
Okay.
Whatever Procter & Gamble sells, he sells.
When Dallas first got into medical sales, though, because he works in OBGYN products, I didn't know how to tell people that.
Right. Like, hey, what I'm about to tell you is going to be a little uncomfortable for you, maybe.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
my husband's the lady part whisperer. He sells tools for that.
So we want to ask you guys this question, and you can jump on the phones at 704-570-9595. This would be funny. Like, do you not know what your partner does? Like, maybe you know it, but you can't explain it, or maybe you have no idea what they do at all. Like, he works at the airport, but I'm not exactly sure what he does.
We want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. If you don't really know how to explain what your significant other does for a living.
And maybe you don't even know what they do at all. Because I have a hard time explaining what Amanda does for a living, and she's been doing it for 7 years. And it's you know, there's not like an easy answer. It's not like she works in I can say she works in retail, but then she really doesn't.
She really does not.
She works in you're right, it's difficult.
She's in fashion sales.
Just fashion sales.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 704-570-9595. If you're in my boat, and I would love to hear from someone who has a partner who they've known for a long time, and the partner gets dressed and goes off to work, and they know where they work, but they have no idea what they do when they get there. 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Ernesto in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Rain Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, is this our buddy, Ernesto?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Hey!
I've never called in. First-time caller.
Hey! First-time caller. Awesome. Long-time friend of the MRL show. Go ahead. What you got, bud?
But my wife works for the bank, a big bank in downtown Charlotte. But I never know what she does. All I know is she gets up really early, and she has to take phone calls and talk to people from other countries really early in the morning, really late at night. And a lot of money gets involved. There's like four screens involved in front of her office, and there's like security. I can't even see her at her job. A lot of security clearance.
But if someone said, "So what your wife does?" You would just say, "What?"
I typically say, "I don't know. She's really smart. She's got four screens. She charges a lot of money. If you have money, talk to her." That's pretty much what I'm
saying. Thanks, Ernesto. See what I mean, y'all? I'm not alone. I'm loving this.
All right, this is Colleen in Concord. Hey, Colleen.
Hey.
Hi, so go ahead.
So, my girlfriend tells people that she's a bartender, but I'm pretty sure she's a stripper.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But you're not sure.
I mean, I'm pretty certain she's a stripper. I've heard that she's a stripper because other people that we went to school with strip at the same bar.
How come you don't know? How long have you guys been together?
A few years, but I mean, she just won't admit it.
Okay.
Like, she'll dress like a stripper, and she'll go to the bar like a stripper.
But she's like, "I'm just bartending."
Lorraine, what's the saying? If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck,
yeah,
it's a stripper.
Like a duck.
Is that what it is? Thank you.
All right, this is Lauren in Charlotte. Well, you are on with the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What's your job?
Lauren?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're on, girl. You're on. You're part of MRL show history.
Hi. It's not my husband's job. It's my job. I work in industrial wholesale, but I've worked at my job for 3 years, and it's taken me this long to describe it in two words. So I'm kind of like Manny's wife, where I work in between distributors and manufacturers, and I kind of get the product into other people's hands. And I used to like take 10 minutes and like, I sell fire extinguisher accessories. I sell safety equipment. You know, things that you don't use every day, but people need them. Mm-hmm. I manage accounts. Like, I used to go on this whole long spiel, and then finally I was like, it's industrial wholesale. So, maybe, that being said, your wife works fashion wholesale.
Fashion wholesale. I think it's right. Like she's...
Explanation, fashion wholesale.
Yeah, because she has an office right around the corner from us here in South End. We walk to her work a lot. You guys come too sometimes. And it's not like it's a showroom where clients will come in and look.
Right, and see the lines.
But you can't buy, like the average person can't just come in and buy stuff.
Right,
so. That's my job too.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
So she's the wholesaler. So she's fashion wholesale. That is a two-word explanation for it.
There you go. Well,
look where I'm writing it, Roy.
On your palm.
On the palm of my hand.
Mm-hmm. So it can sweat later and
thanks,
he'll
Lauren.
Be like, oh, she works in
fashion advertise.
She on.
She's fast sale.
She's a hole. There's a hole. I don't.
336 just texted in and said, I'm a mechanical engineer for school buses. I do testing on the buses, but my kids tell everyone I'm a bus driver.
Last one real quick. Miranda.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us what your husband does.
So my husband climbs cell phone towers. So it's kind of hard to explain to everybody. Yeah, he climbs 200-400 feet in the air and works on your cell service for your cell phone.
Oh, he's so important.
Oh, my palms are sweating because I'm afraid of heights like that.
He's had a couple accidents. It's been kind of scary, but nothing too serious.
Good.
Well, has he fallen off? Serious,
but he didn't die.
Has he fallen off the tower?
No, he hasn't actually fell off. He actually had a load going up, and it got wrapped around his hand. It jerked him across the compound.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Means.
I don't know. But we were able to get our text out that day, and that is honestly what your husband does for us. So we'll tell him to be safe, and thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Have a great day.
Don't just sit at your desk playing Candy Crush. Listen to us, too. Stream the MRL show live or check out the podcast. Just download the Kiss 95.1 app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.